Random House Audio presents Fox 8, A Story, written and read by George Saunders. Fox 8. Dear reader, first may I say sorry for any words I spell wrong, because I am a fox, so don't write or spell perfect. But here's how I learned to write and spell as good as I do. One day, walking near one of your human houses, smelling all the interest with snout, I heard from inside the most amazing sound. Turns out what that sound is was the human voice making words. They sounded great. They sounded like pretty music. I listened to those music words until the sun went down, when all of a sudden I was like, Fox 8, crazy nut. When sun goes down, world goes dark. Skedaddle home, or else there can be danger. But I was fascinated by those music words and desired to understand them totally. So came back night upon night, seated upon that window, trying to learn. And in time, so many words came through my ears and into my brain that if I thought upon them, could understand human pretty good if I hear it. What that lady in that house was saying was stories, to her pups, with love. When done, she would douse the light, causing dark. Then, due to feeling love, would bend down, putting snout and lips to the heads of her pups, which was called goodnight kiss. Which, I got a kick out of that. Because that is also how we show our love for our pups as foxes. It made me feel good, like humans could feel love and show love. In other words, hopeful for the future of Earth. But one night, I heard something that made me think twice about humans. And I still am. What I heard was a story, but a false and even mean one. In that story was a fox. But guess what the fox was? Sly. Yes, truly. He tricked a chicken. He lured this plump chicken away from its hen house, claiming there is some feed in a stump. We do not trick chickens. We are very open and honest with chickens. With chickens, we have a super fair deal, which is they make the eggs, we take the eggs, they make more eggs, and sometimes may even eat a live chicken, should that chicken consent to be eaten by us, through failing to run away upon our approach after she has been looking for feed in a stump. Not sly at all. Very straightforward. That story was also false due to the main chicken is wearing glasses, which chickens that I know of do not wear glasses. I do not think this is because all chickens see great. I think it is because chickens do not even know when they don't see great, due to, although I have the highest respect for chickens, loving their eggs, they are perchance not the brightest. But chickens wearing glasses was not the only false story I heard. Like, I heard stories about bears, in which bears are always sleeping and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?